having seen that person commit the crime, even though that person's utterly innocent, that it becomes a planted memory. And so there's some really interesting research that we can plant false memories in the brain. And in a different context, one of the emerging areas that's really interesting in law neuroscience is pain detection. And once we understand the circuitries that cause pain, I guess the question is, could we then instill pain and use that in many coercive measures in the legal system as well? So.
Wow, that's amazing. Did you want to add anything, Brian?